there are many ways to look at the sanctions. One way is to imagine or understand countries like the U.S. in terms of leverage. They don't really have much to do beyond using those, you know, economic sanctions, and also going after some individuals who can be targeted. So I think of it as one of the leverages available for use. Of course, there are lots of other tools that's available, but we, given the context and situation, I think sanctions will still be used as part of the stick. It's part of the diplomatic efforts to put pressure on both sides to actually hopefully be enough and sufficient pressure to serve as an incentive or as a threat for those sides to go to the table and negotiate a peaceful settlement. That's in general what I think the idea behind the sanctions and what I think they are designed to do. It's natural to imagine there will be maybe more of these sanctions targeting individuals specifically, probably more than businesses, because at this point, I don't want to get into the efficacy, but I don't know what difference would it make to sanction a business that is out of, you know, the whole country's economy is in shambles. So in terms of the actual outcome of the sanction, probably we can talk more, but I think yes. The gesture is clear, and I think we understand why the U.S. is using those specifically targeted sanctions to put pressure on the two sides to sit down and negotiate a way to end the war.
This is not the first round of sanctions imposed by the U.S. by the Biden administration. They have imposed some in the past on companies linked to Sudan's warring parties, the army and the rapid support forces. The UK followed suit, did the same. The European Union did the same. Has there been any tangible effect of those measures? Have the sanctions made the war less devastating, for example? Are the warring factions feeling under pressure because of the sanctions and might be more willing to talk peace? What has come out of them?
I think that's an excellent question, and I think it's a tricky one, because to actually answer the question with plenty of evidence and information, one has to go back and check and see if these companies are in fact no longer functioning, and if their bottom line is affected, and if their bottom line is affected because of sanctions, not because of the war in Yemen. I think the jury is out there. One can easily make the case. I don't think these sanctions by any means did anything to minimize the atrocities and how violent the war has been. The whole country economy is completely now transformed into a war economy. And we know war economy is basically going to go into shadows. And these businesses do not need to actually use the traditional means of moving money and banks. We know for a fact both sides, RSF and SAF, are exporting gold right now as the war is going on. Many different ways. Used to go to UAE. Now the SAF is sending it to Turkey. They found ways of... these are the same companies that are doing gold for the army, but all what they need to do is probably change names and using different tactics. And I think Sudan as a country dealing with sanctions, specifically targeted sanctions against businesses since 1998, they really managed to find ways to survive this. However, one has to also keep in mind, this is just one of the steps. So hopefully by formally putting those companies and those individuals in a targeted position, it will limit their movement. It will make their life a bit difficult. So that might have an impact in the future, at least in efforts of financing the war. We know now at this point the war is not financed by the operations of these businesses. Both sides are relying on alliances, they're relying on friends to get weapons. Both sides have plenty of access to cash outside the country that is not necessarily targeted by the sanctions, and they can find ways of buying weapons. If we mean, if the ultimate goal of the sanction is to dry out the sources of finances for both sides to buy weapons and continue to fight, definitely this is not the way that's going to happen. I think we need more than that. We need even to target countries that provide arms and weapons. We need to target, alliances those sides have. I don't think we are there yet. I think what we see is a really piecemeal approach. It is meant to send a message rather than actually end up having such a great outcome in an efficacy in making the war less devastating or actually even incentivizing sides to stop fighting. It's a step in the right direction. However, it is far from doing anything that is close to ending the war or like stopping the war.